where many different voices are heard in the land. The Forum on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
The many roads I've covered, the many trails I've burned, but when our paths did cross, love, our whole world made a turn.
With Lou Feliciano. This is the Lou and Steve show. Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo. How you doing, Lou?
Hello, Steve.
We're the conservative guys, I guess, here on WVOX, but we like to think of ourselves as mainstream. No conspiracy theories, none of that rabble, none of that junk. We believe in facts. We believe in provable facts. We believe in talking to everybody fairly, fearlessly, and forming an opinion after you get the facts. But we do have opinions, and they tend, I would say, Lou, I think you agree, we tend to be a little right, and that's fine. This nation was built with people a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. But the trick is when those people a little bit one way or another get into power, the test of them, their devotion to our Republican democracy, is how they tolerate the opposition. Do they let it survive? Do they treat it honestly and fairly? Or do they turn it into holy war? Well, I don't think we talk about holy war too much. We don't believe in it. And we also know what the opposition's like. We're outnumbered, but that's okay. I've been outnumbered since I was born in the Bronx and raised in Queens. And Lou and I look for your opinions and your spewing forth of your view of the world and your favorites running for office. Phone number here is 914-636-0110. We like to talk about local things because that's what makes our station, our parent station, our sponsoring station, WVOX 1460 AM, unique. We're privately supported by owners, private owners with, I believe, really good public spirit and civic obligations that are felt internally, and I think they're honest, and it's been a welcome place for me for 20 years. And Lou, how many years for you?
25.
25 years. So we're not rookies, and we know what we're doing, and we anticipate your calls and look forward to them. If you're interested, more of recent shows, many shows of the Steve Mayo Lou Feliciano show are on the Steve Mayo website. That's stevemayoshow.com. TheStevemayoShow.com. If you go there, you'll find old shows, some old writing from me going back a few years, but I think still some of it relevant because there's still a lot of things that need to be changed here. And I think this is something Lou and I and a lot of our audience agree on. And if you listen to some of our callers, obviously Vince, a regular, Bruce, Lorraine, very important callers with experience in local government, either in office or administrative positions, or simply as volunteers in the schools. There's a lot to be learned from our volunteers. Lou, I went this morning to my friend's Rotary Club meeting just in a nearby state, and I got to tell you, it was very inspiring. This was old-fashioned volunteerism, and businessmen and businesswomen talking about their community, which happened to be in Connecticut. We have one in New Rochelle. I've been to their meetings, too. And I just got to tell you, after taking part in partisan politics for so many years, it's really nice knowing people going to a nonprofit group that does not support candidates. They just support good causes. And here it was actually pollinating insects, supporting pollinating insects by what? Well, by keeping the environment diverse, by protecting the environment, by not wasting water. And it was really a rich, interesting conversation that I learned a lot from. And that's the way things used to be here before people decided, well, you know, the only good activism is through government, intrusive local or state or federal government. And I think those of us who believe in the American ideal, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, know that a lot of good things come from plain citizens who are not running for office and who are not in official positions, who may have careers as businessmen, attorneys, doctors, laborers, DPW workers. Lots of good talent out there. And I think government that ignores that, or I should say a population that ignores that and looks only to the elected and appointed officials is missing a great deal. And I think that describes America today. But anyway, we would like to get into school politics and New Rochelle city politics and more, and even county politics. There's been a little dust up on the County Board of Legislators. I hope we get to it. It's becoming a big story. But let's not waste or devote any more time to me. Let's hear from Bruce.
Well, I'm glad you came today. And I want to say, I was going to bring up and talk about the pollination and think about having that done with the New Rochelle Garden Club. Because it was just fascinating how these small alterations of our personal environments can bring back the species of butterflies and moths and bugs that sting you and all these things back that we're missing in action. And I just think that's something. Maybe you get a hold of the Rotary Club and the Garden Club and they do a little project together.
Yes, and the speaker
because
today
was amazed how easy it is to make a difference.
Yes, she was quite articulate, and I'm not saying those things are not going on in Westchester. I don't know. I don't follow it that closely, but certainly if they're doing it, maybe we need to hear more about it because, again, a lot of good stuff, but it all seems to be crowded out by partisan politics and the latest scandals. Yeah. And we know that in Fairfield, Connecticut, and New Rochelle, New York, there's a lot of good stuff going on. It's based in private groups, private clubs, churches, synagogues, and even mosques,
yep.
I suspect. So, Bruce, thanks for the invite. What else is on your mind?
Well, what else is on my mind? There's so many things going crazy, and I decided when I heard the speech that you are a political pollinating person.
That's funny.
You're a political pollinating person because you take these calls, you take these ideas, and you throw them to the wind, and some of them take root.
We hope so.
Like, just like this thing with the flowers, the crazy flowers, you know, that could grow.
Of course.
Expression.
And as they talk about in the botany world or biological world, biological diversity, I think a little bit of ideological diversity is okay, and that's why I believe Lou and I and some of our callers, most of our callers, call to talk about issues, keep them alive, and present two sides and provide a loyal opposition. It's not always the winner who can contribute. Sometimes the loser contributes as a minority or as a quieter voice in a legislature or otherwise. So, anyway, very interesting.
Well, that's nice.
I want to do a quick Black Heart Award, though.
Hold on one second. Lou wants to speak.
Bruce, I just want to say that's nice that you have a nice, strong Lions Club and Rotary Club up there. We had that in New Rochelle, too. And about 15, 20 years ago, I was the president of the Boys and Girls Club up there.
Wow.
And I was the president of the old-timers for Feeney Park up there. And they came to me and they said, listen, we want to take five busloads of kids to Shea Stadium, and we want to have a cookout in the parking lot there, and people could drive their cars there or they could go. But we had five busloads of kids from New Rochelle, all kids from all over the city we took there. We fed these kids, ate everything, and then they rent the equipment, and myself and Mr. Galetta, we did all the cooking with Danny Carello and a couple other people that came or whatever. Those were the good old days when these Lion Clubs and the Rotary Clubs took part of the community.
Classic volunteer groups. Bruce, we've cut you off. We'll ask you to wait over the break if you can for a quick comment. We'd like to move on. We have more callers. This is WVOX, 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30 PM. Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo, and you. Keep tuned.
Any major do will tell you. Have you ever seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the
This is VOX. Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're sitting here, Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo. This is the Stephen Lou Show. Mondays at 5:30, we're here to talk to you about what we believe, but more important, about what you believe. 914-636-0110. Love to hear about your opinions on voluntarism, local government, state government. I'm sure everybody wants to opine on the crimes and follies of Washington, D.C., but we get that from all the national sources. Let's hear about your local government impressions. If you have something to share, we'd like to hear it. Anyway, let's go to Bruce, who is about to conclude.
We're going to wrap it up. I love Reverend McLeod's ad. He has, like, the greatest baritone voice. And because of him, I changed my Black Heart Award to Sad Heart Award. And I want to give a sad heart to the Biden family. So many people supported them in the front page news of the Washington Times today. It's just making so many people sad who depended on them. And so the Sad Heart Award goes to the Bidens.
And Bruce, can you just tell us just give an example. What was the opinion being expressed? The basis of the disappointment.
They track millions of dollars from China on delayed compensation. They call it delayed compensation after he left the VP. Millions of dollars rolled into the Biden family.
Yes.
And it's just sad. There's so many people that were counting on him, and this comes up.
Very shocking.
This morning's paper. It's very sad.
Very shocking.
Sad.
And again, and now it's a couple of years of denial by the left-wing press. It's going to hit the airwaves. Our friends and neighbors and family members who have ignored the Biden story, the Hunter Biden story, and all the other scandals, which I accept occur in every administration, but at least we've become accepting of the idea that the media, the well-funded national media owned by traditional corporations, media corporations, now by the oligarch technologists, treat everything fairly, cover everything. Not everything you report is true, but whatever you report should be newsworthy, have a scent of truth, and then devote your investigators and reporters to find out if it's true or not. Nobody who alleged Watergate so many decades ago knew it was a fact. It was allegation. It proved to be true. Also on the Clinton subjects and the Obama and the Bush scandals, too. Anyway, Bruce, great point. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Have a great week. Let's go on to our next caller, Vince.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Hey.
Just fine. What's up?
Well, a couple things. In terms of local government, I'd like to know whether Damon Maher collected enough signatures to have a primary election for the Democratic nomination for mayor. I'd be curious to see if anybody knows which of the four people, Democrats, who were interested in collecting signatures to run a primary for the nomination for City Council District Number 3 against the party-chosen person, Leanne Merchant.
Yep.
Petitions were due by April 10th, so hopefully we know by now.
Yes. I've heard, again, don't call me a primary source, because obviously I am nominally Republican. That's how I've been registered. But I am conservative in instinct and have voted for many Democrats who were, to me, traditional Democrats and, of course, a lot of Republicans, as you know. Vince, or maybe I haven't told you, I am a Harry Truman Republican.
Yeah.
I'm a Republican who will vote for a good Republican and a lot of good Democrats. And I think Harry Truman was one of the bravest Democrats in history, the way he stood up to one of my father's heroes, Douglas MacArthur.
Yeah.
A blood-red American hero, MacArthur was, and he was. But he went out of line, and Truman did the right thing. And Vince, you know, Lou, you're a military veteran, right? I mean,
yes.
Do you think that was a mistake, or do you think MacArthur should have gotten the boot?
I think MacArthur was great. They should have listened to him.
Yeah.
He thought the right idea. You know, we're right here. We're, you know, nip it in the bud now before bite you in the behind. And exactly what he said was going to happened.
That's what my dad said, but I accept there are two sides to every story. But again, Truman showed courage. Anyway, Vince, your major point. Go on, the other ones.
Not to rehash history, but I agree with Lou.
Yeah.
In 1949, Communist Revolution took over China, chased the Chinese government to Taiwan, which will soon be invaded by China.
Right.
But if we had gotten rid of the communist government in China in the 50s, the world would be a better place today, but I had no point in rehashing that now. But
You know, Vince, the jokester in me would say, well, how did that work out, right? Truman blocked McCarthy. He had to leave. And the thought was that we had the nuclear deterrence, nuclear power monopoly then. Maybe we should have exercised it then. Maybe saved a lot of lives from the Mao Zedong murder factory. It's an interesting story, but let's go back to the Nivershell politics. I don't know, but I have heard that Maher will not make it. There are four other candidates for District 3, as you say. And also, there's a very troubling video of one of these candidates, I won't say who, but he's an incumbent, going around looking into people's mailboxes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But look, the bottom
Vince, I didn't want to be accused of opening it up to the public, but since you've heard of it, I've heard of that too, and I actually saw the image. It's very troubling, and I want to cry out to this incumbent county legislator, who I agree with on virtually nothing, but I thought he had the integrity to be proud of from New Rochelle. Please, wait a second, Vincent. Say it ain't so, Damon. Say it ain't so. Very troubling. Lou, Vince, we're going to let you finish, but here's Lou.
Vince, I want to ask you a question here. They're talking about the budget for the school board, and in the budget, it's a $6 million or $5 million to do the auditorium, the Whitney Young Auditorium. And here's my thing, and it might sound Pollyanna out there, but why isn't the school board hooking up with the school, officials in City Hall and ask these developers? In other words, you know, the foundation of our country is our children or whatever like that. From the foundation of the new New Rochelle Development Group, you get the people from Stella. All these buildings they're building up, they put in $500,000 each. It's a tax write-off for them. They have a plaque. They have a dedication. It's a feather in their cap or whatever like that for future development they want to do down the road. Why isn't nobody even attempt to bring that up?
Great idea. You know, Vince, I want you to answer, but it's a good point because I'm not in favor of developers acting like big shots. But, you know, since the city council does it all the time, maybe the school board should take a try and find a sponsor for some of their schemes. Because let's face it,
less for the taxpayers,
of
Steve.
Course. And we know there's a more than $20 million bond being proposed, Vince. So new financing.
$29 million.
Shocking. Right. Well, Vince, what's your response to all this?
Well, the simple thing is, one of the reasons you don't get much creative thinking or different thinking like you're talking about, Lou, is because right now our entire city, except for one person, Al Tarantino, is run by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
The school board and the city council. So everybody's happy, everybody makes money, everybody shuts up.
Well, Vince, we know that things are run by the majority. That's, you know, we're grown up. We know that happens. Where Republicans dominate or Democrats. But what troubles me is there's no debate. I think, Vince, that's what you're alluding to.
Why should there be debate? Right. Why should there be debate?
Well,
you're counting on these people being good stewards and believing in the idea of open discourse.
Well, that's the example we grow up with. That's our civic model, but it doesn't practice that way.
Yeah, you and I grew up with that, and that's the foolishness that they're counting on. We still live by because they don't live by that,
and also
they don't run by that.
And of course, Vince, the net effect is fewer people. Wait a second. When you think the game is fixed, a lot of decent people just don't bother voting anymore. That will explain the less than 10% voter turnout of eligible voters for the average school board election and budget vote election. This budget is proposed to be what, $316 million?
That's right.
And also a $29 million bond.
That's right.
Remarkable.
That's right.
If you'd like, I want to hear your opinion on those. Vince, why don't you hang on till the break is over? And we'll conclude on the subject. New Rochelle school finances. Debate is important. I'd like to hear debates on the school board. I'd also like to hear debates on the New Rochelle City Council and hear more from our lone Republican there. Don't hear too much. Anyway, this is Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're with you Mondays at 5:30. Keep your dial where it is.
Now deep in the heart of a lone